Hi, home care. How can I help you?
Yes, I was calling to see if I needed to, like, my son takes care of me. Like, I have MS, and they just diagnosed me with a couple of two other things, like vertigo and I think like aphasia. And it's causing me to be off from work for like a long period of time. Like, my balance is off, the dizziness comes, and I have to take some time off to kind of get balanced back out. How would I go about having my son to become my caretaker, for him to be able to receive compensation for helping me?
Sure, so your friend wants to be your caregiver?
My son wants to be my caregiver,
Sure. So do you have Medicaid?
yes, I do have Medicaid.
Okay, so how it works is that we sign you up and we do like we have the state evaluate how many hours you have, and then like they decide like depending on how many hours you need to care. And then it takes like about 2 weeks till you get approved. So we can start the process now, and I think that it wouldn't take too long.
Okay, so what is it that you need from me as far
Okay.
as like to get the process started?
Yeah, so just hold on, let me see. Okay, what is your first and last name, please?
My first name is going to be Nicole. It's going to be N as in Nancy, E as in Eat, I as in Ice, C as in Cole, O as in Over, L as in Love, E as in Eats. My last name is Hubbard, H as in Hot, U as in Under. B as in boy, D as in boy, A as in apple, R as in Roger, and D as in dog.
Okay, so that's Nicole Hubbard. I get that.
Correct.
Okay, so let me just check your Medicaid here if it's the status. Let me see. Okay.
It should be under UnitedHealthcare through the state.
Yeah, just hold on. Okay. So, and what is your date of birth, please?
It's going to be 4/13/1983.
Okay. And you said you have Medicaid 13/1983. Let me see if we can get that because usually we can get that for Medicaid. Oh my, it doesn't show anything. So you said so the first name is Neichole.
No, I didn't say H. I
Oh,
didn't
I'm
say H. I
sorry.
said
Okay, I'm sorry.
Neicole. I gave it
Okay,
out
yes, it
with the
was my
acronyms and
issue.
everything.
Okay, I guess it was my issue. I'm sorry. Okay. Okay, everything sounds perfect with your Medicaid. So, is your address 7471 Blanding Drive?
Yes, correct.
Okay, so we got that correct. Okay. Just hold on, that is in St. Louis. Okay, in what county do you live in?
Parkinson, St. Louis County, the North County.
It's St. Louis County?
Yeah.
Okay. And what is the city name?
Parkinson.
Ferguson, okay.
Right.
Okay. Okay. Okay, is it the first time you try to get home care?
Yeah, this is the first time.
Okay, and what is the caregiver's name?
Roshan, R as in Roger, O as in Over, S as in Sam, H as in Hot, A as in Apple, W as in Win, N as in Nancy.
Okay, and the last name?
Same as mine, Hubbard, HUBBARD.
Okay. Okay, and what is the caregiver's phone number?
You could just use the same, my
Oh,
phone. He'll be
okay.
used.
No problem.
Yeah. I'm sorry, you don't have my number. 314-215-7914.
Okay. 7914. Okay. 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 Okay, then are you ready to do the state call now? It might take a few minutes, so I think we should do it because then it will take faster, like the process.
You said to do the state what?
The state call, like I transfer you to the state and they ask you just a few questions,
Okay,
like
that's fine.
okay. And now I
Okay.
just need your social security number.
It's gonna be 497-861856.
Okay, let me repeat that. 497-861856.
Correct.
Okay. And let me confirm again. The address 7471 Blanding Drive, Ferguson, Missouri, USA. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. With the zip code of 63135.
Okay. That's what I have here. Okay, so let me just connect you right now to the state, and it might take a few minutes until you get connected, so please don't hang up. And then
Okay.
they will ask you a couple of questions, like your name and like what the issues you have, and they will ask you to what agency you want to apply for. So we're Deluxe Home Care.
Okay.
Can I text you to this number that I'm talking to you
Yeah,
now?
you could text me. Yeah.
Okay, because I do want to text you our information. So you said it's 314-215-7914.
Yep.
Yeah? Okay. Just hold on. Let me see if you get it. Just hold on one moment. I'm going to send it in 1 minute. I'm going to write you our phone number, okay?
Are you sending the phone number to me from y'all?
Yeah, I'm sending the phone number from the company in case if they ask you, sometimes they want to know the phone number just to have it in
Okay.
file. So I'm going to
Okay, what's the number? Because it ain't came through yet.
Let me see. Did you get the text?
I didn't get anything.
Maybe you check right now because I sent it already,
It takes a minute, I'm sure.
Okay, so you can write it down. So our number is
So
three
it's
one.
it just hold on, it just came
Oh,
through a
okay.
314-501-2511.
Yeah, that's my number. And then what does it
Okay,
say?
and then
Because
they have a Deluxe Home Care phone number as well. It
Yeah.
is 511-2520.
Yeah, and it says Deluxe Home Care. That's the name of our agency.
Right. I have it right
Okay.
here.
So let me just connect you right now. It might take a few minutes until you get connected, so please don't hang up,
Okay.
okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for calling Home and Community-Based Services. This is Alyssa. Are you calling regarding services for yourself or for someone else?
For myself.
And what's a good callback number for you in case we get disconnected?
314-215-7914.
And then, what is your name?
Nicole Hubbard.
And your date of birth?
4/13/1983.
And how can I help you today?
I was transferred over from Deluxe Healthcare, I believe, to get my son registered to be my caretaker.
Okay. Yeah, it looks like you have active Medicaid and you are eligible for our Consumer Directed Services Program. With that program, you have your own caregiver. You hire, fire, train your own caregiver as you wish, and it can be an immediate family member.
Okay.
And before going further, please allow me to explain the purpose of home and community-based services. This program is designed to enable qualifying individuals to remain independent in their preferred environment as long as possible. Participants must meet nursing home level of care in order to qualify for services. This means your needs must be equal to those of someone accepted into a nursing home facility. To be considered for home and community-based services, you must allow an assessor inside your home to conduct an in-depth assessment. The assessment will determine if you meet the required nursing facility level of care criteria. Do you have any questions about what I've explained?
No.
All right. And that phone number you gave me, it was 314-215-9714, right?
7914.
7914, okay. Is your primary language English?
Yes.
And are you married, never married, widowed, or divorced?
I'm divorced.
And do you live with anyone?
My son.
Does anyone else in the home receive home care services?
No, I would be the only one.
Okay. And do you have any other phone numbers you would like to list as secondary?
My oldest son number, let me get it for you. It's going to be 314-882-6118.
Thank you. And what was their name?
His name is Kenshawn, K-E-N-S-H-A-W-N.
And his last name?
Hubbard, H-U-B-B-A-R-D.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's
just
an extra
address?
Number. My oldest son is not going to be the one that's going to be caring for me or to be my youngest. That's just an extra
okay.
number on there for you all to be able to get in contact because he also lives here as well. He just works.
Gotcha. No problem at all.
Yeah.
What is your current address?
It's going to be 7471 Blandin, B as in boy, L as in love, A as in apple, N as in Nancy, D as in dog, I as in ice, N as in Nancy, G as in go, and it's going to be drive. And it's going to be St. Louis, Missouri, 63135. If you need the direct county, it's going to be Ferguson, Missouri.
Okay. Alrighty. And then do you have any special communication needs such as reading, writing, hearing, or vision?
Every now and again with vision, I do have like I think it's cataracts. I guess it's a blue mass that's growing over the left eye. And every now and again, I have problems vision side of that one.
Okay. And then since we're going to be sending out a state assessor, I do have some safety questions to ask.
No, not at all. They are more than welcome to come in and see how I move around. I do use a walker. My balance is off, you know, so when they come in, they will see some of the devices that I use to move around the house.
Okay. And is it a safe neighborhood?
I'm in a safe neighborhood. I feel like it's safe. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not like a high crime area. It's diverse. It's a mixture of black and white. It's a residential area. It's off the regular street. We have children that play out here, no high crime, no robberies or anything in this area.
Okay. Is there any known illegal drug activity?
No, that I know of in my neighborhood. I'm surrounded by elderly people. I stay next door to a church.
Okay. Do you have a history of violent behavior?
No, just with my kids when they need a good slapping around every day.
Is the home structurally
no,
safe
not
and
at
accessible?
All.
Okay.
It is. It is accessible. Yes, ma'am.
Do you have any contagious or infectious diseases?
No, I don't. I think I put it all down for the zombie flu this week. I'm planning on spreading it.
Any vicious animals in the home?
No, not at all. My dog passed away. Rest his soul.
Oh.
Yeah.
Any weapons?
No, not at all. Just regular kitchen knives and things like that you use on a basic making a preparing a meal.
Okay. And then any pest infestations?
No, not at all. Thank God for that.
Okay. And then for your medical conditions, I have put mobility issues since you did mention that you use a walker. Do you have any
right. So
other...
I have multiple sclerosis, MS, or what is it, RMS? Is it RRMS, relapse and remitting? I guess I don't know if I need to say the whole acronym. And I've just been diagnosed with a series of vertigo. I guess it just happens whenever it wants to. And AFib, atrial fibrillation or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. That's,
okay.
These are new. Those are new.
And have you or an immediate family member ever served in the U.S. Armed Forces?
No, not at all. Not in my immediate okay. family at all.
Okay. And then since we're going to be sending out I've already covered that. Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Reading
mm-hmm.
the wrong
it's
part
okay.
here. Do you need assistance with hands-on personal care? Like that would be like getting in and out of the shower.
Sometimes I do need assistance when I can't, when I'm having the dizzy spells, I do need help in and out of the shower.
Okay. What about essential transportation? Like someone running errands for you?
My son, I have my own personal car. He does run errands for me. He drives for me on the days that are worse than worse.
Okay. Do you need assistance with household cleaning related tasks?
Yeah, like as far as sweeping and washing dishes and stuff like that, absolutely. I do. Because the dizzy spells is what, and my balance being off, it causes me not to be able to stand for long periods of time.
Okay. What about meal preparation?
My kids, my sons, both of them. My oldest son, he'll prep a meal for me before he leaves and go to work. And my baby boy usually is here with me and he cooks for me.
Okay. And then the last one is correspondence, like help going through your mail or paperwork.
My youngest son, he helps me go through and read things and let me know what's her and what's not her, especially when it's too much on the paper. I can't, you know, look at it for too long. It gives me a headache on top of me already having a headache.
Okay. And then do you have any provider agency in mind? You had suggested Deluxe.
Yeah, Deluxe was just the first number that I seen that came across because I actually had to go ahead and tell my job that I wouldn't be able to return because I'm not up to par. Like, I can't do what I used to do and I'm having more complications. So Deluxe
right.
Home Care was the first one that kind of came across.
Okay. If you want, I can get you directed to our online provider portal and it can show you all the provider agencies in your area.
Okay, is that something you can email to me, or can you text it to me?
I can either tell you on the phone, or I can have the link emailed to you.
Yeah, link it. You know, that way you can, you know, you don't have to, hey, we got this, and this, you know.
Okay.
That way I can kind of just go down and see what's the closest.
Yeah. What is your email?
Nicole, Nicolen. @gmail.com.
Excuse me. Yeah, I'm Kavi from the home care agency, and he spoke to me, and we're from Deluxe Home Care. So he said that he wants to go with us. And
first off, ma'am, that would be my decision. And she said she's going to send me a link. I have the right to look at other home health care aides. That is my right to. I didn't say that I wasn't going to pick the look, but I do have the right to
look at
other things.
Right.
And I understand that. You transferred me. She said she's going to send me a link. I haven't went on ahead and said okay and nothing. You are the first people that I called, and me and her is having a conversation. When I narrow it down, you guys would be the first one to get a call if I so choose to go through you all. But I am allowed to look at a link.
Right, you are. But actually.
Okay. Thank you.
Just for documentation. Yeah, I'm still here. For documentation purposes, could I get the name from the person that's with Deluxe Home Care?
Yeah, I'm Javi.
How do I spell that?
Chavie.
And your last name? Can you hear me?
Yeah, she can hear you. I mean, she's been listening the whole time. She chimed in when she felt like I was going to pick another home health care service.
I'm so sorry. I was not aware someone else was on the phone.
That's what I'm saying. I wasn't aware she was on that either. She supposed to have transferred it, and this phone call was supposed to have been a private phone call. She supposed to have been dropped off. So I feel like that's an invasion of privacy just to make sure I pick your home care service.
Right.
That's sneaky to me.
That's okay. I'm not sure if they're still on the phone, but the email that you had gave me, it was Nicole with an N on it, and then @gmail.com?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. For now, I'll just put no provider agency, and then you can make your decision whenever you speak
Thank
with the
you.
Assessor.
I appreciate you for sending me the link as well. Thank you.
Of course. I do have all the information I need from you today. It's just going to be 15 business days for a state assessor to reach out and get that assessment scheduled with you.
Oh, that's fine. I'll be looking for them to contact me or looking for the information to be sent out or however it goes. I appreciate you for your time, and I do apologize for the interruption. I had no idea that she still was on the line. I was supposed to have been transferred, and that was it. So I apologize to you, too. It's no ill will against
you.
It's just towards them. Like, you can't – that what's like – okay. You have a good day. Enjoy the rest of your day. I hope it's easy going, okay? And I'll be looking for that in 15 days. Thank you so much.
Okay. Let me get you over to a recorded line just because it explains the rest of the steps in the process.
Okay, cool.
All right. Thank you for calling.
Thank
I hope you.
You
have a good day.
Oh, you too.
Bye.
Please hold while your call is connected.